are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball, and you can check out my bio there to see all of my written work where I cover the game of baseball. Also joining me is my co-host, Vinny Rotino. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rotino, and he's part of the pre- and post-game show for Bally Sports, as well as you can check him out there. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so that you get notified whenever we post a new episode. And we do post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. On today's Thursday episode, we'll be breaking down another bummer of a game on Wednesday afternoon, with the Brewers losing 4-1 to the Tigers, getting swept in a two-game set against the Tigers. Certainly not what you want, but we'll break down that. Brandon Woodruff start, talk about some injury news as well. So we'll get into all that on today's episode. Before we do that, though, let me remind you about our Locked On MLB podcast. Join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast on Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So, Vinny, before we even get into Wednesday's game, which honestly just not a lot to talk about, but I wanted to get your thoughts on Ryan Braun, just overall career, what he means to that Brewers franchise.
Yeah, Braun, man, I was a year ahead of him in coming up through the minor leagues. I signed in 2004. He got drafted in 2005. But we ended up crossing paths in 2006, Arizona Fall League. And when you talk about light tower power, I mean, he literally hit a ball off the top of the light tower for the Scottsdale Scorpions. I mean, I was kind of, my jaw kind of dropped when I first played a few games with him in the Arizona Fall League in terms of the overall talent, the overall ability, the natural ability. He had just had that natural swing, that natural timing. The dude swung a 35-inch bat, sand bat, which were always heavier than what they said they were. It was just a super efficient swing. I know he had that controversy go on, but like just the swing itself was like incredible, the way that he could generate that kind of power and that kind of bat speed. I mean, he was a smart, instinctual player. He would sit on pitches. He would, he could obviously hit for power, hit for average. He could run, he could play defense out in left field. He was an incredibly instinctual base runner. I mean, easily top five player ever played with or ever seen play, really. Just the overall natural ability to do everything on the field. But yeah, I mean, the fact that he was with the Brewers for 14 years is a pretty cool thing for a franchise. And for him, really, you know, to stay with one team your entire career is kind of a feather in your cap, I would think. You know, wouldn't know what that's like. I bounced around about 25 different teams, played over in Asia, like, you know, but like that was just a testament to, you know, how much he was valued by the franchise and the organization. He was an incredible player.
Yeah, I think it's really cool when, you know, your star player plays for one franchise, you know, their entire career. I feel pretty confident in saying that Ryan Braun probably could have played this year for another team, you know, most likely an AL team, as a DH, but I think he really just wanted to be a Milwaukee Brewer. I don't think he really wanted to play for anybody else. That's just my personal opinion on the matter. But I think it's really cool when your superstar, you know, gets drafted, comes up through their system and plays for them the entire career. Again, grew up in the South, so grew up watching the Braves teams. And it's really cool what Chipper Jones, you know, has stayed his entire career with the Braves. I think it gives you a special chemistry, a special bond with that fan base, like the Brewers fans have with Ryan Braun. And Vinny, I talked about it on Wednesday's podcast, just in terms of career ranks with the Brewers. I mean, he's top three or five in every category. I think he's probably the second or third best player in franchise history for the Brewers. You know, at least somebody that's been there a long time. Would you kind of agree with that as far as Brewers history? You think he's probably top three with like Robin Yount, Paul Molitor?
I would say he's, you know, this is on a more personal level. Like I just put Robin Yount and Paul Molitor in a separate category on a different tier. So I wouldn't say second or third. I would say a definite third best. Okay. And that's just my opinion on that, just because, you know, I had posters on my wall of Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. So maybe I'm a little bit biased on that. And both of those guys are in the Hall of Fame with 3,000 hits. So I would say he's third. I can't think of a better player than Braun, though, other than those two. I don't even know who would be in that conversation. Cecil Cooper, but I wouldn't put him there. Yeah, I would say Braun is the third best Milwaukee Brewer ever at this point.
I think that's certainly fair. And it'd been kind of weird if you were coming up, you know, with Braun and had posters of him on your wall. That probably would have made awkward conversations funny in the clubhouse. Yeah. But
definitely.
Certainly understand that. But yeah, great career for Ryan Braun. Want to make sure to get Vinny's thoughts on it as well. With his announcing his retirement. And so he will not be coming back for the Brewers. I know there's still a lot of fans out there holding on hope for that, but unless he decides to come out of retirement, I believe that will be it for Ryan Braun. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll come back and dive into Wednesday's 4-1 loss to the Tigers. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, so Vinny, I am officially never allowed to make predictions again on this podcast. In case you missed it on Wednesday's podcast, I guaranteed a win on Wednesday afternoon. I thought there's no way the offense could be as bad as it was on Tuesday, which to its credit, it wasn't. They scored a run this time. And I thought there's no way Brandon Woodruff was going to be losing to Matt Manning, somebody who had an ERA over 6. So Vinny, I'm all out of predictions here. I can no longer predict when we get to the postseason. I'm going to let you do all the predictions because I clearly am terrible at this and doesn't go in the favor of the Brewers whenever I make bold predictions.
Yeah, I'll let you make them, but then I'll just, I mean, we just have that disclaimer, like this prediction means nothing whatsoever in the realm of baseball predictions, period. And then we'll move on. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, or bet the opposite, whatever I say. Maybe I'll try to do some reverse jinxing for the postseason. Get the Brewers World Series win. But yeah, I mean, Vinny, on paper, this should have been a slam dunk win. I know baseball's the one game that's definitely not played on paper. Every baseball game is different. Anybody can win on any given day. But I don't know. I mean, this was just a weird two-game series. You know, I put most of it on the offense. I mean, scoring one run in two games, they got shut down by Willy Peralta on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Getting shut down, like I said, by a guy who had an ERA over 6 coming into it. I know, you know, Matt Manning was once a pretty big-time prospect, but I don't know what to make of this silence from the offense right now, Vinny.
You know, this is what I equate this to. And I was on a radio show earlier today, and we were talking about this very thing. Like, why all of a sudden are the Brewers – did they get swept by the Royals or did they win one of those games in the 4-game season series with them? I'm not sure.
I know I saw a tweet from Will Salmon of The Athletic. He said the Brewers went 3-11 against the Tigers, Royals, and Twins this year. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So so they got beat by the Royals earlier this year. They got swept in Kansas City, and then they get beat. I believe they got beat 2 out of 3 against the Tigers earlier in the season at AmFam Field. So, yeah, I mean, 1-3 against the Tigers, or 1-4. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The Tigers are going to be good soon, I think. And those teams kind of are just like playing a little bit more fresh. And I just give a little bit of a player's perspective to this. At the end of the day, players, this is a grind. The season is 162 games. It's every single night. There's someone that wants to shove it up your, you know what, to make you go 0-for-4. And the stuff that's coming out of the bullpens and, you know, the starting rotations is just nasty stuff. And at times is, you know, you feel like not cashing it in, but sometimes you just feel drained mentally. It's more of a mental drain than a physical drain, especially this late in the season. And sometimes you're just like, let's get to the next game. And you don't even really care that you lose. I'm not saying that they didn't care that they lost these last two games. I'm just saying the mental grind of the season, at times you just feel defeated sometimes, right? You feel like it doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to get a hit. And you just try to survive those games, and you just try to clear those, mentally clear them. It's the old saying, once you take off the uniform, the game is done. You know, you just kind of clear it and you move on to the next day. And that's probably what happened these last couple of games, because the Brewers did look a little bit flat offensively. And that happens during the course of a season. So, I mean, obviously those times have been few and far between lately for this offense, because they've been really clicking. And I'm sure they're just going to, you know, take an off day tomorrow and come back and be ready for the Cubs on Friday.
Yeah, this is the one thing, you know, we talked about. It's probably going to be the biggest issue, the biggest concern for Craig Counsell the rest of the regular season is, how does he continue to try to keep his players, his team in that, you know, playoff mode? Because that's what they've been playing for, you know, months now. They've been in that playoff mode and just had so much energy and excitement. But now, I mean, it's inevitable. They're going to win the division. You know, even if they don't win another game, they're probably going to win the division. And, you know, it's hard to get up for that, like you talked about. And it's going to be tough for Counsell to try to get this team up, because you don't want to go into the postseason, you know, and just have to all of a sudden ramp it up, which I think this team can do. You know, it's a team that plays with a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement. A lot of that comes from Willy Adames, who's obviously not in the lineup right now. You know, still in the dugout cheering the guys on, but a lot different when you're playing versus when you're not playing. So I think, you know, getting him back will definitely do a lot of good. And I think, you know, I think this team will be ready to go. You know, the excitement of postseason, I think we'll get him back in that state of mind. But for these next couple of weeks here over the regular season, it's going to be hard. I'm not going to be surprised if we see a lot of games like we've seen against the Tigers, especially, you know, against teams like the Tigers, who, you know, they're playing for the future. You know, they got some young guys out there trying to prove some things. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get up for those games, but still, I think you got to try to come out with that mentality of trying to win every game. You don't want to lose that going into the postseason.
But yeah.
Go ahead, Vinny.
I was just going to say real quick, just to piggyback and dovetail off that idea, I think you do see that intensity from this group still, even though you're probably right. You're going to see a little bit of not lax play. It's just, again, the length of the season and the grind of the season. And then, you still see the competitiveness, though, to the group because of that winning culture. You saw that last night with Freddie Peralta, you know, fist pumping when he's getting through seven and getting out of that tough jam. And so I think, you know, just to kind of quell any kind of idea that they're not going to be ready for the playoffs, I think the group is so competitive and they want to win so bad that they will, you know, they will be ready. So, but it is a good point. It's a good thing to kind of just like be cautious of, that you made about that.
Yeah. and just kind of breaking down Brandon Woodruff's performance on Thursday, thought it was, you know, a good outing, not a, a great outing from him. But my question for you right now, Vinny, because I think we're pretty much in agreement that he was going to be the game one starter in the postseason for the Brewers. With the way Burns has been pitching lately, do you still feel that way? You still think Woodruff is your game one starter?
I do. I really do. It's funny because since the All-Star break, Brandon Woodruff has the fifth best ERA among the starter group. I think it's the sixth best behind. No, sorry. It's the fifth best. Brett Anderson is below him, which with a decent ERA, with like a 3.91 since the All-Star break. But you still got to go Woodruff, in my opinion. You got to, regardless of how, you know, Burns might win the Cy Young, I just think Woodruff has been there, done that. He's a competitor. He has proven all year long that he can make big pitches in big spots. He's so consistent at it. It's crazy how good he is at that. And I think just because of that low pulse, that ability to execute in big spots, you got to go game one Woodruff. But Burns is certainly making a case for himself, and so is Freddy Peralta. I mean, both those guys would be game one starters for a lot of different teams.
Yeah, it's definitely a good problem to have. I got a couple more weeks to kind of figure that out and see what council wants to do. And then you had the injury of Avisel Garcia on Tuesday. I haven't really seen any update on that. Vinny, maybe you have on your end, but regardless, you know, these back spasms keep coming up for him. If he's not able to go in the postseason, what's the outfield situation look like for you, Vinny?
Tyrone Taylor steps in when he's healthy. That's my take on it. I think you save Jackie Bradley unless he really starts raking this last month. But I think it's obviously Yelich, Lokane, and then Tyrone Taylor, and then you save Jackie Bradley.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, going back to when we made our roster predictions or lineup predictions a while back for the postseason, you had Taylor in there anyway over Avi. So, yeah, it may work out that way. I'm still hopeful Avi will be back and be okay for the postseason, but certainly these back issues can be frustrating. We've seen it with Christian Yelich throughout the year. So definitely keep an eye on that, see how the outfield plays out or outfield situation will play out. But I do agree with you. If Avi can't go, I would much rather have Tyrone Taylor's bat in there than Jackie Bradley Jr. All right, we'll take one more break, and then we'll come back and put a wrap on it. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. For the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the games as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is also brought to you by friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days. It's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain store. Why worry with the hassle of answering a bunch of questions and just hoping they have the parts you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right there in your pocket? You can pull them up on your cell phone, find any make and model of any kind of auto part that you need. And there are so many different reasons to maintain your automobile these days, but the biggest one is obviously to save money. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, sometimes even 100% more for the exact same auto part at a chain store or new car dealership? They have everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your vehicle, and do us a favor, write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So Vinny, I mentioned a little while ago the fact that Adama's still out of the lineup, and I think that, you know, takes a lot of energy out of the team for sure. I know he's still in the dugout, but sounds like the Brewers could be getting him back soon. He was on the field working on Wednesday, And the Brewers are hopeful that they get him back for the Cardinals series next week. Vinny, just, you know, how much does it mean to have a guy like Adames and to be able to get him back, what he can do? I mean, I think we've seen, you know, what he does for this Brewers lineup, but just how big is it, you know, to have him back, have him healthy going into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's your leader. It's the anchor and the captain of your infield, right? The shortstop. I think more so like defensively, not more so, but just as much offensively as, you know, what he means to the lineup, I think defensively as well. You know, Urias has done a decent job at shortstop filling in, but there's just some reliability for the pitching staff when Willie Adames is playing shortstop. I think he's about plus defender there. And then just offensively, I mean, the ability to come up with those big hits, a danger for pitching staffs to have to face this guy. I mean, he hasn't torn the cover off the ball like all the time. Like he's not, you know, I don't think he's an MVP candidate this year. he may get a couple of votes, but he's a dangerous hitter. And so that affects closing pitching staffs. And that's what we've been talking about a lot, the baton passer with the ability to leave the yard at any time. So he's very important to this lineup.
Yeah, I can't wait to have him back. The Brewers have another off day on Thursday, and then they have a 3-game series with the Cubs over the weekend. Cubs have been playing a lot much better baseball lately. The Cardinals will be playing the Padres. Padres struggling a little bit, got a lot of injuries going on. So, Vinny, I'm not allowed to make predictions anymore, but I'm going to ask you to make one. Will the Brewers clinch the division over the weekend?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be next week, early next week. I think the Cardinals, they're playing the Cubs. I just brain farted.
Now we got Brewers are playing the Cubs. Cardinals are playing the Padres.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't see it, yet. I just think the Cardinals are playing too good of baseball right now. I mean, they seem to really be playing with their hair on fire. So I think it's early next week.
All right. I certainly hope that's not the case, but we'll see. Hopefully the Brewers go ahead and get it wrapped up. But I do agree the way the Cardinals are playing right now. And like I said, the way the Cubs are playing and the way the Brewers are playing these last two games, it could have to wait a little bit longer to clinch that division. My original guess was September 23rd. I think they're going to get it done well before that. But Benny says not over the weekend. So save your party hats until early next week. Well, that will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me at Shortstop Ball and Benny at Benny Rattino. Also make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.